Gun Rising, beautiful black people. I am here reflecting and trying to figure out how to process all of the hatred in the world towards my people as a black woman, as a queer person. And it's tough. It's really, really tough. Day in and day out, there is somewhere our needs aren't being met. And sometimes we even take that example as truth and neglect our own damn selves. Day in and day out, we encounter and we navigate through spaces in which we feel unsafe. Day in and day out, there are systemic and oppressive barriers that are preventing us from reaching our full potential. Day in and day out, these niggas have conspired to keep black femme folk down. Plus, day in and day out, those of us that are doing the work are also unpacking and unlearning the bullshit that was force-fed to us as we were growing up, that left our inner child feeling dangerously vulnerable. Society is the ghetto. It is the ghetto. I hold firm to the belief that it does not have to be like this, that it was not meant to be like this. My spirit honestly cannot accept this as my lived truth for the rest of my life. I honestly cannot take it. Honestly, I'm good, love, and joy the fuck out of this hot mess that is society until I make it to where I want to be in my personal journey on this earth. For a very long time, I have been daydreaming about freedom, what life could be like for me if I found a little space on this earth, you know, contributed to it in ways that in return, it would feed my mind, my body, and my soul. How beautiful of a space I would first create for myself, my loved ones, my chosen family, and then the space carved out for community. Real, true blue community. Not this fake shit, particular black creative Toronto spaces, what have you believe. Yes, shots fired. And yes, that is an episode for another day. I am talking about community with heart, purpose, balance, and love. And community that works for its members. That is what freedom looks like for me. And I recognize that at first they were daydreams, but for a long time now, it's been a part of my personal mission. It is my personal mission to fulfill my purpose. I know why God placed me here. I know why my soul chose my body to ride out and conquer this motherfucking shit. I have to trust in that in order to make it through the very apparent and obvious hatred. In order to see the hate and pain as what it is, which is personal projection, white supremacy, racism, fear, capitalism, none of which has anything to do with me as I work through my own shit. I know I participate in these systems, but a bitch is trying so, so hard to vibrate higher. This is not to say that observing the levels of hate do not wear me down, because it does. It makes me sad, it makes me upset, it makes me feel hopeless, it makes me depressed, I get angry, I get worried, I get scared. That is not to say that these systems will not make it hard or seemingly impossible for me. But I am building a toolkit. I am building an arsenal that reminds me to trust in my purpose. Now, I just said, my purpose. I know why God placed me here. And I know why my soul chose my body to ride out and conquer this shit. And I need to trust in that. Now, the intention of this episode is to acknowledge and hold space for us to reflect on how fucked up things can be for us as Black folks, as queer folks, but frame it in a way that reminds us that we have the tools. If you're listening to this, in order for us to have survived, in order for you to have been listening, to be listening to this episode right now, you learned internally or externally or both tools of survival. And for those of us fighting to vibrate higher, we also have developed tools for thriving and tools for carving out our personal success. And so the intention of this episode is for me to share some of my tools in order to help you jog your memory about yours. If you're listening to this, do not forget to lean into the tools in your arsenal from time to time. We're fighting a dirty fight, and we deserve to be prepared. Their goal is to make us feel low, and my goal is to remind you that you have the tools and you have what it takes, period. So I am about to share 6 tools that has gotten me through to the now and that will allow me to further align with my purpose. So the first tool that I would like to share is journaling. Before anything else, I was journaling. Scripting is what I call it sometimes as well. As far back as I can remember, because a dynamic range of emotions were frowned upon in my household, I wrote. I wrote everything I felt. I wrote and I wrote and wrote some more. And I recognize that there is a magic in writing for me. Putting pen to paper, pencil to paper, it activates my power more than anything. Journaling has allowed me to express exactly how I was feeling without shame, without judgment. And I am now proud to say that if I can find the words to write it, it can be a reality for me. If this resonates with you, journal through it. I truly, truly hope and feel like it would help. The second tool that I wanted to share is therapy. Now, I thank God and the universe and my ancestors for putting me in places where I had access to therapy for free. Not for three, for free. I have only been to a handful of sessions, admittedly, and I am manifesting a life where I have regular access to trusted therapists on my journey of alignment. This is actually something that I manifest for all of us if we want it. It was very, very helpful to have a licensed professional add language to what I was experienced. A non-biased third party to add perspective to my life experience. And to note, my earlier therapy experiences were with white women, and I admit feeling not 100% comfortable, so I definitely took what I needed, I felt I needed, and I left the rest. When you're dealing with something for free, you know, sometimes it always isn't gonna be perfect. And I now have a therapist who aligns with my identity, but she ain't cheap, so I pull the therapy card wisely until I no longer have to. Again, I am manifesting access to therapy for all of us who need it some way, somehow. And if you are someone who is listening to this and have access and are willing to go to therapy, I would recommend continuing or trying to find a therapist that works for you. And if you're listening and you were waiting for a sign because you were on the fence, this is the sign, bitch. It's time to go to therapy. The third tool that I wanted to share are mantras. My definition of a mantra is a collection of affirmations you tell yourself to help you remember who you are and what you deserve. Ultimately, what is on its way to you if you believe in it. And for me, for the past 2 years at least, I have been reciting a growing mantra to myself on the daily. I say growing because I always find things to add or things to remove or things to edit. Your mantra can be anything you want to remind yourself of. For instance, mine starts with, I am beautiful, I am limitless, I am healthy, I am erotic, I am successful, I am in alignment. The positive affirming self-talk has been pivotal in helping me remember who I am through troubled times. It helps calm me down, it helps ground me, it helps gas me the fuck up. It helps me remember who I am. It helps me remember who I'm growing into being, what I am on my way to achieving. It works for me. And I encourage to see if reciting mantras to yourself will work for you. The fourth tool that I wanted to share is Mother Nature, being in nature with her fine, majestic ass. Damn. Being in nature as a tool to deal with the motherfucking bullshit of the world, please hear me, has been the most personally underrated tool in my toolbox. Okay? 2020 really has impressed upon me the importance to be still in nature, to breathe, to exist as I am in the moment. I have traveled to beautiful places on this earth, and I thank God, as I am so grateful for the landscapes that I have witnessed with my eyes. However, the lens that I was able to see nature in this year was transformative. Firstly, the layer of not being able to quote unquote go outside had me interacting with the outside world so different. And in this moment, I acknowledge that I took nature for granted for so long. Now, every time I step outside, I try to do better. Because I am one with nature. She flows all around me. She is a part of me. If you're attentive enough, some of the answers you were looking for are embedded in the wind, the sunrise, the birds chirping, the crickets chirping, the 17 million different shades of green. I promise you. Mother Nature reminded me of the power of surrender. She reminded me of the power of acceptance. Through these reminders, I have made some major personal breakthroughs. I am stronger. I am recording this barefoot in my backyard for a reason. Mother Nature, she is simply the goat, and taking the time to be a witness, even if this Canada shit isn't your preferred climate, shout out to all of my island spirits, taking the time to be a witness and acknowledging that you can harness some of that power to live inside of you and to make it through. 10 out of 10 would recommend being still in nature. The fifth tool I'd like to recommend is shadow work.
But
least fun, yet such a necessary tool. A definition of the shadow that I found that resonated most with me is, quote, "Beneath the social mask we wear every day, we have a hidden shadow side, an impulsive, wounded, sad, or isolated part that we generally try to ignore. The shadow can be a source of emotional richness and vitality, and acknowledging it can be a pathway to healing and an authentic life." End quote. A nigga named Steve Wolf wrote this, and I'll link the page in the show notes for further information. But facing my shadow, understanding my shadow, understanding that that shadow is a part of me, whether I like it or not, whether I want it to be or not. Understanding that I can actually leverage my shadow once I learn to accept it. All a work in progress. Again, not fun. The last time I did shadow work, I went in and it revealed to me how much of those wounds impacted my behavior and therefore impacted my closest loved ones. Shadow work will have you feeling some type of way about yourself, but pushing through that is the point. We all have shadows. And ain't no shame in your game if your intention is to grow from all that you have experienced in life at all. Shame. That is a big one for me that came up in my shadow work. I felt so much shame about the things I have done or things that have happened so long ago. The process through forgiveness, understanding, and acceptance of that shame has brought me so much more peace. I simply cannot go through this life hating myself for being me. So I won't. And the sixth and the final tool that I'd love to share with you in this moment is movement. I love to dance. Quiet as it's kept, I've been love to dance. I am a dancer. Not a professionally trained one, technically trained one, whatever. But in my spirit, from my core, in my DNA, I am a dancer. I don't share this widely or haven't shared this side of me, I want to say publicly yet, because of a lot of factors. Shame, fear, and insecurity are probably the top three. But I am thanking God, the universe, my ancestors, that I didn't let the shame, the fear, the insecurity stop me from at least sharing that gift of loving dance with myself. I regenerate my power when I move my body to song, point blank period. When I am in movement, there is no one that can say anything to me. No one can get in my way. No one can get in my head. When I am in movement, I am connected to the love that has kept us all alive until now, in part. I feel closest to freedom when I am in movement. And admittedly, I need to dance more. I have definitely been slacking, and so I will. I'm using this as a moment of accountability for myself. I said it, so I gotta do it. And I manifest a time in the near future where we can all share some loving space to pop our collective pussies on the dance floor on the other side of this pandemic. I honestly miss fucking up a dance so fucking bad. And I encourage you to find yourself in movement if you can as well. Thank you. And so there we have it, y'all. Those are some of the tools in my toolbox that allows me to deal with this hateful ass society. Pained, hurting, hateful ass society. Loveless society. Journaling, therapy, mantras, Mother Nature, shadow work, movement. Again, my intention in sharing my tools with you is to remind you that you have your go-to tools as well. I aim to inspire you to dust them off if need be, and to lean heavily into your healing and into your alignment. Everything will tell you not to do this. Everything will tell you, societally speaking, that you're not worthy. But I am here to remind you to nize it, because you should be rotating through your tools to thrive, and you absolutely deserve to prepare for the life that you want. Period. What? Of course. Ultimately, and in conclusion, mans like Casey are in a fight right now. A fight for my freedom. I may be making moves that look a type of way to folks from the outside looking in, and that's okay. Because again, it is my personal mission to fulfill my purpose. I know why God placed me here. I know why my soul chose my body to ride out and conquer this shit. Me and my beautiful black bays will be out here shining, and some will never be able to stand it. I love that for us. If you're listening to this, thank you for allowing me to share. I hope in some way this episode inspired you or added some good energy to your day. I love you. I thank you. And if you're listening to this on your favorite podcasting platform, if this episode resonated with you, please do not be afraid to share. I deeply appreciate organic growth in the era of algorithms, and this is not gonna go anywhere without the combined effort of my consistency and growth, and you, the listeners, fucking with me heavy. Love you lots. Signing out. Bye.